You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
Yeah! The Rough Melville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Melville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Monday, November 17th, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. So glad you could join us here live from Rolla J Studios in beautiful Potland, Oregon, centered in Multnomah County, Oregon, where it is legal, or at least it's not prosecuted. You heard that story last week of how our Multnomah County District Attorney will not be prosecuting marijuana cases that will be made legal July 1st, 2015. So we got a head start on the rest of the state. We're legal here in Portland, Oregon. I'm going to stick with it. So glad you could be here because we got such a great show. In fact, a really great week on the Russ Melville Show all this week long. You'll get to hear from such great guests as, let's see, get the calendar up there. We've got Dr. Mitch Earlywine today. He's going to be joining us in our live cannabis Q&A. And you can get your questions in through our chat room, or you can dial live at 971-533-7111. There's a couple of studies out I'm going to ask him about. There's one that's been making the rounds about secondhand pot smoke, and we got to talk to him about that. And there's another study out there about more marijuana positives in drug testing. Well, what a surprise there. So we'll ask Dr. Mitch about that and your questions at 971-533-7111 live here on the Russ Melville Show. Also on the show today, you get two doctors for the price of one. We got Dr. Dominic Korva. He's joining us to talk about the new film, One Good Year. This is a film about marijuana in the Humboldt County area, and the documentary is premiered this weekend, I believe. Let's see if this... Oh, no, the event's happening tomorrow. The event is happening tomorrow, Tuesday the 18th at 6:30 p.m. A great documentary being shown in Seattle, Washington. We'll tell you all about that when we talk to Dominic and in our Cannabis Cinema segment there at the end of the show. Also on the show today, in our Behind the Headlines, we're going to skip Behind the Headlines and actually do some Reefer Madness Debunked this time, because there was an op-ed in the newspaper in Eugene from a pediatrician who should really know better, and I'm going to make sure that he does by debunking all of his Reefer Madness talking points lightning round style in our, well, Reefer Madness Debunked. So stay tuned for that right after the 420 radio news. Also, if you caught Saturday Night Live this last weekend, you saw what was one of the best marijuana-related videos I've ever seen. We're going to play it for you in our Drug War Data Mine today. So stay tuned for that after our 20 after break. But everything gets started with our 420 radio news. And in the headlines today, there was a auction of marijuana in Prosser, Washington, that we've got to tell you about. Colorado's working group to try to fix the edibles problems they've got there isn't getting very far so far. We've got Alaska's marijuana legalization with all sorts of questions about how do you get marijuana to the islands in the Aleutian Island chain. Veterans are lobbying for more medical cannabis access, and our own Michael Kravitz gets a quote in the Washington Post in this story. And we'll tell you about the seed bank, the apocalypse seed bank that's buried up in the Arctic. The Norwegians have taken care of cataloging seeds from just about every plant out there, and you know, cannabis is one of them. And we'll tell you just how many cannabis varieties are being stored in case the zombie apocalypse hits us all. Or global warming, or an asteroid, or a nuclear war, or a major airborne flu pandemic, whatever it might be. We've got the seeds stored up in the Arctic. We'll tell you all about that. In hour two, we've also got more stuff coming up for you. A stupid stoner story, Bacon Dan with some Tom Waits music for us, and some Oregon shenanigans going on as far as school tax revenue estimates goes. And my piece on the Oregon Liquor Control Commission head, who is also the district attorney of Klamath County, made Huffington Post today. Plenty of stuff coming up, so stay tuned. It's the Russ Melville Show.
You're tuned into the Russ Melville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio is 24-hour marijuana.
Hey, what's up? This is Killer Mike, one half of Run the Jewels, and I'm telling you, November 23rd through 27th, you need to be at Cannabis Cup. I did it last year, and I got so high, I can tell you what color Jesus's furniture is. I got so high, I kissed the sky twice. I got so much enlightenment, I know Buddha's last name. Do you feel what I'm telling you right now? The people are great. You don't have to search or call your sketch-ass dealer who won't call you back. You don't have to go lurking through the hood to find good smoke. You need to get out of the country. You've been sitting on your block too long smoking weed. Get out and have an adventure. See you at Cannabis Cup, November 23rd through 27th. Yeah.
.org is proud to replay Professionals Against Prohibition with Jen Jackson from Raleigh, North Carolina. Meet today's most interesting activists in drug law reform and find out what creative means are being used to heighten public awareness of the need for drug law reform. Catch the replays Thursday at 10 Pacific on 420radio.org.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson for Norman. And I smoke pot and I like it a lot. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting those who smoke marijuana responsibly. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORML.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
It's time for the 420 Radio News, covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Transcripts of 420 Radio News are available daily on our website at 420radio.org. Now, here's Russ Belville with your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This is your 420 Radio News for Monday, November 17th, 2014. On Saturday, Fireweed Farms of Prosser, Washington held America's first bulk marijuana auction. Owner Randy Williams sold about 300 pounds of marijuana to state-licensed processors and retailers for about $600,000, or about $125 per ounce on average. The auction brought more interested parties than Williams had expected, requiring him to borrow the use of a parking lot across the street for the 36 potential buyers who traveled across the state for the auction. Monitoring the auction for the Washington State Liquor Control Board was Lieutenant Jeremy Wissing, who called the auction, quote, a well-organized event that, quote, isn't a circus, end quote. Prospective buyers could open and smell the bags of marijuana they were bidding on, but no consumption of marijuana was allowed, disappointing Nazareth Victoria, a 50-year-old licensed marijuana processor from Seattle, who explained that he didn't bid on any marijuana for sale because, quote, smoking the product is the ultimate test to tell you the quality. Colorado's first attempt at better regulating marijuana edible products ended in discord Monday when a working group on the issue adjourned without reaching a consensus. The new laws require that the Department of Revenue, the state agency overseeing marijuana businesses, must come up with rules to limit accidental ingestion of marijuana-infused edibles. The rules must be in place by 2016, and they will apply only to edibles sold in recreational marijuana stores. Edibles sold in medical marijuana dispensaries or made at home will not be subject to the rules. Ideas for new rules range from better labeling of marijuana edibles to requiring all edibles to be a certain color or be stamped with a certain symbol to an outright ban on almost all forms of edible marijuana. The most prominent suggestion came from the state health department, which suggested that Colorado create a commission to approve marijuana edibles before they are allowed to be sold in stores. One of the major issues to be resolved in Alaska's marijuana legalization is the transportation of marijuana via air and water to the many Alaska communities that are off the main road system. With federal law governing much of that travel, the legality of transporting small amounts of marijuana that way is in question. Quote, it all depends on what the law says, end quote, said John Parrott, airport manager at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. Under federal law, it is illegal to possess and transport marijuana. However, federal prosecutors have indicated they will not pursue charges for minor marijuana-related crimes in states with legal marijuana. Parrott said that for small regional air carriers that do not use TSA screening, airport police often help intercept alcoholic beverages that could be shipped to dry communities. He said the airport could potentially do the same with marijuana.
Veterans are lobbying for more states to legalize cannabis for medical use. 23 states and the District of Columbia allow for this, but the primary target is the federal government and in particular the Department of Veterans Affairs. VA says that its physicians and chronic pain specialists, quote, are prohibited from recommending and prescribing medical marijuana for PTSD or other pain-related issues, end quote. Medical staff are also prohibited from completing paperwork required to enroll in state marijuana programs because they are, quote, federal employees who must comply with federal law, end quote, said Gina Jackson, a VA spokeswoman. If veterans report their use of marijuana to the VA, they could face criminal charges if they live in a state where it is illegal. And though few have indeed been charged, the mere possibility has spawned a culture of don't ask, don't tell, said Michael Krawitz, a former Air Force staff sergeant and the director of Veterans for Medical Cannabis Access. Buried inside a mountain on a remote Norwegian island, agricultural institutions from around the world are collaborating to safeguard important crops in the event of global catastrophe, including marijuana. By preserving genetic material in an insulated underground facility, the Svalbard Global Seed Vault hopes to guard against the permanent loss of plants that humanity relies on for food and medicine. According to Marijuana.com analysis of Svalbard's database, there are 21,500 cannabis seeds being held for safekeeping in the vault. That's more weed seeds than there are asparagus, blueberry, or raspberry seeds stored at the facility. There are more marijuana genetics in the Doomsday Seed Vault than there are for artichoke, cranberry, and pear combined. The stored cannabis seeds originate from at least 17 countries, but none originate from the United States. This has been your 420 Radio News for Monday, November 17th, 2014. I'm Russ Belville. 420 Radio, the activist radio station.
Petardos, troco, los porros, canutos, petas, macas, fumo chinas, Pedro, los placas de costo goloso, fumo y toso, los ojos rojos, borrosos, fumo estacas, modo...
Deja tu mundo gris y vente a mi país con High Times a la 27ª Cannabis Cup en Ámsterdam del 23 al 27 de noviembre para perfumar las calles con el denso aroma de lo mejor de lo mejor. Los jueces podrán atender charlas, echar un vistazo a las últimas parafernalias y botar la hierba o costo que más les ha gustado. Por la ventana de los coffee shops se asoma una cabeza de denso aroma que echa a volar y perfuma tu hogar. Pero no fumes tumbao. Vente a los conciertos del evento con artistas que incluyen Revolution, entre otros. El jueves 27 de noviembre, estate para cuando High Times regale la copa de cannabis al mejor verde o marrón del mundo. Estácate unos macas y cígate con el humo en la High Times Cannabis Cup en Ámsterdam y no rechaces ni una chusta. Para más información y entradas, visita cannabiscap.com.
También fumo tabaco, alquitrán y brea, se craquea mi traquea, quizás sea mejor el dolor que la ansiedad que esto crea. Pienso Dios.
Marijuana is an addictive drug which produces in its users insanity, criminality, and death. Marijuana is the most violence-causing drug in the history of mankind. If the hideous monster Frankenstein came face-to-face with the monster of marijuana, he dropped dead from fright.
You know, it's not easy countering 7 decades of propaganda in a 2-hour show, but let's try. It's time for the Russ Belville Show's Reefer Madness Debunked.
Two states legalized marijuana in 2012. It's 2014, and so far the sky has not fallen in Washington and Colorado. But that's not stopping one Dr. Todd Huffman, a pediatrician in Eugene, Oregon, from predicting all manner of danger in store for teenagers now that Oregon has legalized marijuana. Quote, "Let me begin by acknowledging that the sky will not fall next July once the adult recreational use of marijuana becomes legal in Oregon," end quote, he writes in his opening paragraph. Then Dr. Huffman spends the rest of his op-ed describing how the sky is going to fall. Quote, "Legalization means greater use among teens as their perception of risk drops," end quote, Dr. Huffman begins, without any source for his mistaken belief. My source, the Colorado Healthy Kids Survey, shows that as Colorado has legalized, teen perception of risk dropped, yet Colorado teens report less use of marijuana in two successive surveys, from 24.8% monthly teen use in 2009 to 20% monthly teen use in 2013. Dr. Huffman then claims that, quote, Legalization means greater access, end quote. According to the same source, Colorado teens report more difficulty in accessing marijuana than U.S. teens on average. He continues, quote, and for the truly determined teen user, there will remain the black market. Oh. Well, sure, just like before. But how much of that black market opportunity remains? Much of what the black market is teens selling to other teens. Legalization is reducing the prices and therefore the profitability of that black market. What would Dr. Hoffman's alternative be to the shrunken black market after legalization? Reinstating the full black market that we had under Prohibition? He continues, quote, the argument is not between alcohol and marijuana. Teens aren't deciding between the two, end quote, Dr. Huffman hypothesizes. But according to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, teen use of alcohol has plummeted from 9 in 10 who tried it when I was in high school in the 80s to 7 in 10 who try it now. Teen use of marijuana has dropped from 5 in 10 who tried it when I was in high school to 4 in 10 who try it now. If the teens aren't deciding between the two now, were they in the past? In other words, was Prohibition forcing kids who wanted to get high to make the more dangerous choice? Dr. Huffman then trots out the oft-repeated scare that 1 in 6 kids who try marijuana will become addicted to it. See, addicted is defined in this statistic as someone who uses marijuana 4 or more times per month. So, telling us 1 in 6 teens who tries marijuana becomes an adult who smokes pot on the weekend is hardly the scare that he thinks it is. Dr. Huffman warns us that, quote, more kids enter treatment for marijuana dependence than for all other drugs combined, end quote. Indeed, this is true. Because getting caught with marijuana means being sentenced to drug treatment. That hardly means the kids were dependent. They were just unlucky. Next, Dr. Huffman jumps on the edible scare bandwagon, intoning that, quote, calls to poison control centers and visits to emergency departments for marijuana-related physical and mental illness have skyrocketed. Well, hold on, yes, calls are up, but does that mean overdoses are up? When marijuana is illegal, who wants to go to the ER or call the poison control center when that could get you busted? Calls may be up simply because people who don't fear reporting a legal marijuana overdose as much as reporting an illegal marijuana overdose. As the op-ed continues, Dr. Huffman delves further into the reefer madness, explaining that, quote, today's marijuana can be so much more potent than the marijuana of yesteryear. Look, there's always been potent marijuana and more potent hashish. Regardless, high is high. Whether you get there smoking 2 whole Woodstock joints or taking 1 modern dab, high is high. Marijuana is non-toxic. Using too much will not kill you. Then Dr. Huffman accepts the latest media misreporting that, quote, marijuana use not only shrinks your brain, but also the number of future opportunities. Hey, what kills your opportunity is when a young person has a criminal record, obstructing housing, employment, and education, or is forced to piss for a job or for a scholarship. And if they were alive, you could ask Steve Jobs and Carl Sagan how much their regular pot smoking shrank their brains and limited their opportunity. But what about the children, Dr. Huffman asks, quote, getting high also impairs judgment, which can lead to risky decision-making. Look, doctor, nobody thinks teens should get high, but really, do you want to compare marijuana and alcohol on the risky decision-making scale? And Dr. Huffman brings it all home with the confident pronouncement that, quote, marijuana is unquestionably a gateway drug. Come on, doc. The Institute of Medicine in 1999 and many peer-reviewed studies since show no gateway phenomenon that makes marijuana users move on to harder drugs. Most marijuana users only use marijuana. There are 108 million Americans who tried marijuana out there. There may be 3 million total regular drug users, not even addicts, just total regular drug users of all drugs out there combined. Yeah, ask a heroin addict what was the first drug he tried, and he may tell you marijuana, you know, forgetting that he tried cigarettes or alcohol first. Just as if you ask a Hell's Angel what was his first wheeled vehicle, and he might tell you a tricycle. That doesn't mean getting your kid a tricycle leads inexorably to him becoming a Hell's Angel. In fact, some of those heroin, cocaine, meth, OxyContin, and Vicodin addicts find marijuana is the exit drug from their addictions. Legalization is just the first step in a long journey toward freedom and equality. So long as people like Dr. Todd Huffman of Eugene, Oregon still believe the reefer madness lies, we still have a whole lot of work and a whole lot of education to do. We're watching, Dr. Huffman.
Denial ain't just the river in Egypt.
No kidding about that, Senator. You know, I didn't think I would make it all the way through that thing, and there you know I had 7 seconds to spare. you know, marijuana causes time dilation, right? Hey, it's 420 in Denver and my hometown of Boise, Idaho. Hope you're having yourself a great break. We'll be back with the best SNL skit on marijuana ever. Stay tuned.
420 Radio, the home of marijuana experts. Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz. 420radio.org presents Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink from Atlanta, Georgia. Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink is an animated show taking you back to the days of bell bottoms and roller disco, featuring the best funk, soul, and R&B music with your host, Big Daddy Fink. New Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific with replays at 5 and 8 Pacific Thursdays, and Friday nights a 2-hour marathon starting at 10 Pacific on 420radio.org. Hey, tokers and tokettes, Radical Russ here for the Canador, a practical solution to keep herbs from drying. The Canador is the perfect airtight storage system for your fine herbs. From the half-inch thick walnut and cherry wood construction, clear-top perforated jars for storage, and the humidity bead system that keeps your herbs at a perfect 65% relative humidity. I keep all my herbs in the Canador, and you should too. Check out Canador.com for more information. Arguing for the end of adult marijuana prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It is even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more in this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
Folks, we're going to take a break from the drug war data mines and just relax and laugh a little bit with this next skit that was brought up on Saturday Night Live last night. Woody Harrelson was the host, and there were pot jokes galore, starting even in his opening monologue where he claims to have forgotten things. And of course, he smoked a lot of pot, etc. But the highlight for all of us was this next film. They do these SNL digital shorts. And this is one taking a look at the New York City marijuana arrest policy. We've been following this at 420 Radio for a long time, where they've used stop and frisk to be able to get people to show their marijuana in public. And then once it's shown in public, they're arrested, taken to Rikers, they're spending a day or two there, end up with an arrest record, criminal record, and overwhelmingly Black and Latino people getting busted in this. This skit's getting a lot of rave reviews, although some of the reviews of it said it was making fun of pot smokers' reactions. I think it really is making fun of the absurd policy when you look at it in a certain perspective. But however you look at it, it's definitely hilarious. Woody Harrelson and the SNL cast with new marijuana policy, A New Day.
I want to talk about a change in the NYPD's marijuana enforcement policy.
Another important step.
Unnecessary arrests for minor marijuana.
If caught in public with up to 25 grams of marijuana, you will not be charged or arrested, but receive what basically comes down to a slap on the wrist. Truly historic. We go over now to Jake Fugazaki with sports.
25 grams. In public, you will not be arrested.
out here.
But the new law.
Well, yeah, you can have it. But it's still illegal to smoke in public. I'd have to arrest you.
Oh.
Maybe we have the power to change things. We can organize, persuade lawmakers to...
Oh, sweet! Rugrats is on.
Great skit from Saturday Night Live. That's available on their YouTube page. Check it out.
420 Radio, fighting prohibition since 2012. Are you a hypocrite? If you live a closeted cannabis lifestyle, you are. Read about seven people living a closeted cannabis lifestyle who are on the verge of coming out in The Hypocrites by Mara K. Eaton. Available at areyouahypocrite.net. You can purchase the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, also available on iTunes. Check out Mara K. Eaton on Facebook as well. Learn more at areyouahypocrite.net. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
It's time for the Russ Belville Show's Cannabis Q&A with Dr. Mitch Earlywine. Dr. Earlywine is a professor of psychology at the State University of New York at Albany and a leading author and researcher on cannabinoids and health, who pens the Ask Dr. Mitch column for High Times magazine. Get your questions ready in our live chat or call in to 971-533-7111 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Time for our segment with Dr. Mitch Earlywine, but we're having some problem with the phone lines for some reason. Not on his side, on my side. For some reason, we're just not getting anything out. So I'm going to switch over to video for just a second, give you some music, and hopefully we'll be back with Dr. Mitch Earlywine. Stay tuned.
Send up a drone. Pass the joint, pass the bomb, take a toke. Sing along, pass the joint, pass the bomb, take a toke. Sing along, pass the joint, pass the bomb, take a toke. Sing along, pause for a while and smile. take a toll. Sing along, pass the joint, pass the bomb, take a toll. Sing along, pass the joint, pass the bomb, take a toll. Sing along, pass for a while and pass the joint, pass the bomb, take a toll. Sing along, pass the joint, pass the bomb, take a toll. Sing along, pass the joint, pass the bomb, take a toll. Sing along, pass for a while.
In the interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Russ Belville Show presents the anti-drug public service announcement of the day.
In the Odyssey, Homer explores the depths of human tragedy.
Oh, yo.
Second.
Huh? Hey, man.
Here, through the eyes of Odysseus, he's being challenged by Cyclops.
I feel like everyone you know is smoking pot.
I'll take that, mister.
This has been the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. To cure this sort of reefer madness, listen to the Russ Belville Show every weekday on 420radio.org.
Well, we're definitely experiencing some technical difficulties here. The Skype account that I use to dial out for all of our interviews is not allowing me to dial out, despite the fact that the bill is paid and I've got a full subscription, at least according to what I'm seeing here. I'll try again. I've got to get something working here, so this is how we do it live. So sorry, folks. Be back as soon as we can, hopefully with Dr. Dominic Korva from One Good Year.
Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, your ticket to the Boston Freedom Rally.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs. We've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
When you are starting up a medical cannabis business, you want a fired-up lawyer who understands the needs of cannabis consumers. The Law Office of Lauren Vasquez is your fired-up lawyer for the cannabis industry. Visit her website, firedublawyer.com, or call 1-855-MMJ-LAWS for more information. That's 855-665-5297 for Lauren Vasquez, your fired-up lawyer, or email firedublawyer@gmail.com.
About Minute and Mucha and about Smokey Joe. Well, gather round me while I tell you about a boy you should know. Folks all call him Jerry the Junker down in Chinatown. He's deep, dumb, blind and lame, but still he keeps the gong around. Oh, Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Raggedy clothes and torn shoes. How that boy can sing the blues. Everything just seems to ooze from Jerry the Junker.
From Jerry the Junker.
found him guilty and sentenced him to die. He faced the trial, laughed out loud, and spit in the judge's eye. They strapped him to the electric chair. It was time for him to die. 10,000 bolts shot through him, but the boy didn't bat his eyes. Jerry the Junker, raggedy clothes, torn shoes, how that boy can yodel the blues. Everything just seems to ooze from Jerry Junker. Tried a thousand times till they heard the warden cry. Hey, what's the use? Shut off that juice. My electric bill's too high. For days and days, thousand ways, they tried to bump him off. Till one cold day he passed away. He died from the whooping cough. Oh, Jerry the Junker. Raggedy clothes and old torn shoes. How that boy can yodel the blues. How everything seems to ooze from Jerry the Junker.
From Jerry the Junker.
Oh, that's some classic.
The bags and the bones in the bottles today.
That's some classic music there, Jerry the Junker.
Stupid Prohibition Stories.
As a public service, the Russ Belville Show reminds you that smoking marijuana does not make one stupid. However, some stupid people do smoke marijuana, and prohibition is always waiting for another victim. Learn your lesson from today's stupid prohibition stories.
With your stupid prohibition stories, I'm old-timey 1920s radio reporter Freddie Farrakh. Road rage in Bourne leads to discovery of marijuana grow house from boston.com. Police in Bourne were called after reports of two drivers brawling on a street, including Michael Barboza, who allegedly used a rake to smash the other driver's windshield. When that tactic didn't send a strong enough message of intimidation, Barboza, age 33, allegedly went to his nearby home and returned with a gun. According to the Bourne Police Department, Barboza went so far as to aim the gun at the other driver. Police arrived shortly afterward and determined that a road rage incident had occurred before Barboza was placed under arrest. As police executed a search warrant for Barboza's home in search of the gun, they noticed evidence of a substantial grow house used to cultivate marijuana! To add insult to the literal injury he likely sustained when confronting the other driver, police tacked on charges of possessing, cultivating, and distributing marijuana! Barboza, who was already under arrest for assault and battery, assault with a dangerous weapon, and malicious destruction of property, is expected to be arraigned on Monday. I'm Freddie Farrakh with your stupid prohibition stories!
Okay, there's some, there's a teachable moment there. If you got a major grow house going, perhaps you shouldn't oughta get into a road rage incident. Perhaps maybe you shouldn't go around assaulting people. maybe you oughta try to lie low a little. Oh, folks, I'm having a total FUBAR Monday today. The dial-outs are not working, not only for Dr. Mitch Earlywine, but for Dr. Dominic Korva as well. And last Friday, I was also unable to record the show for replay, either my show or Herb Thrasher's show, because there was something weird with the transcoding. Something is glitchy in the system, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to take it down, get it rebooted, so we get back to our regularly scheduled programming. So I apologize for today's show. We're going to have to call it, because I have nobody else left to talk to as far as my interviews go, and the system is beginning to fail. So we're going to call it a day. Thanks for joining us, everyone. That's it for today. calling it early. We've been rained out. All right, we've been teched out. That's what it is. Got to get on the line with Skype tech support. Got to reboot the system. And so sorry to have to call it early, but we've got to get this done, or else we won't have any other time to do it. For everyone here at 420 Radio, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it.